Well, joining us today on the Outdoor Show, Northern Lower Peninsula Area Hatchery Manager Aaron Switzer is with us. Aaron, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
And I wanted to talk to you today because we have some potential good news for salmon fishermen in Lake Michigan. And as I just said, you're the Northern Lower Peninsula Area Hatchery Manager, but you're sort of the hub for the salmon and trout egg collection efforts, which you've recently completed. Is that correct?
That's true. We're almost there. We should have that, our wild salmon egg takes, completed shortly here for Chinook salmon.
Okay, and so what does that mean for fishermen in Lake Michigan and potentially elsewhere?
Well, as I'm sure most fishermen know, we've had a weak salmon run this year, which has caused us, the DNR, some trouble collecting enough fish to get eggs to reproduce another year class of fish to plant in Lake Michigan in northern Lake Huron. And it appears at this point that we are going to have enough fish that have returned to the weirs to collect enough eggs to meet our rearing goals for this year, which means that in the spring of 2016, everybody that normally gets Chinook salmon will get a full complement of Chinook salmon at their port.
And that includes the northern shore of Lake Michigan, the UP.
That is correct.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to ask you about is when you collect these eggs and you bring them all to one specific hatchery first, why do you do that?
We decided to do that this year because we were unsure of what we were going to get for returns this year.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, we wanted to collect them all at one hatchery so that if we were short, we could cut a percentage across the board. So that way, once we have the eggs eyed, if it was going to be a lower number, we would divvy out the eggs to the two other hatcheries, Wolf Lake and Thompson, add an even number across the board so that all ports had basically an even cut if we needed to. But it doesn't appear that we're going to have to do that this year.
Yeah, that's potentially really good news for salmon fishermen. And yeah. The other thing is I wanted to ask you about is this project isn't just Chinook salmon, is that correct? It's also coho and brown trout and what else?
Yep, we're also doing egg takes right now at Odin State Fish Hatchery in Petoskey. They're doing brown trout egg takes, and they're going to be doing rainbow trout egg takes. They have a captive brood stock there. At Marquette Hatchery, we have captive brood stock for brook trout, lake trout, and Blake, and they're going to be there in the process of doing those egg takes right now as well.
Okay.
And then in the northern lower here, Platte River Hatchery, egg takes for coho salmon will be starting up this Thursday, the 15th.
And we'll continue with Aaron Switzer from the DNR and get into some other potentially good news about the alewives in Lake Michigan. So stay tuned for that discussion as we continue it in our next outdoor report later this hour. This is The Outdoor Show.